Welcome back, and I'm saying a very, very hearty welcome to Jo Mostert. She is the acting head of Newbury House Montessori School, and she's with me in studio. Good afternoon, Jo.
Good afternoon, Adele. Thank you so much for inviting us here today. It's really wonderful. It's the most awesome experience.
It's nice to have you, Jo. You look very, very experienced with the radio microphone.
I wish that was so. This is my first time.
Well, there's something you can do maybe if you decide to, you know,
move on from education.
Exactly. Jo, well, we're very, very welcome. We're going to focus on the open day of the Newbury House Montessori School. It's this coming Saturday.
It's this coming Saturday, that's
13th
right.
of May. We're going to give you all the details a little bit later. But just to open up with the interview, for someone who does not know what a Montessori school is all about, just give us a little bit of a background, please.
Okay, there's a difference between Montessori and mainstream, and I think that's where the confusion lies.
Yes.
And a lot of people think that the Montessori education is only for a primary school education, but in fact Newbury House Montessori School goes all the way up to Cambridge exit examination. And what we'd like in our open day is to give prospective parents, parents who already are in the education system, an opportunity to walk around, to take a look at a very unique education, because it is quite unique. It's not, you're not going to walk in and see a square classroom. You're going to walk in and see an environment that's consisting of many different places that you walk through, including an external environment, which is all part of the educational experience.
Not the traditional.
Very not traditional, but still very structured.
Yes.
Our teachers do have to have a teaching degree as well as a Montessori education,
right,
when they get, especially when they come closer to the high school area. At our preschool level, we have to have teachers who are ECD qualified, so they do know the mainstream, but they're also Montessori trained, so they're very engaged in education on all levels.
All right, we just touched on what makes the Newbury House Montessori School different, or what makes a Montessori school different, and then the misconceptions as well. But if you can give me three simple principles that define a Montessori method, what would they be?
Okay, well, essentially the most important thing is the environment.
Yeah.
The environment structures the way Montessori goes, and it looks first at the individual. So your lessons will not be one teacher speaking to a class of 25 or 30 students. There will be great lessons, as they call them, mm-hmm. and then they will move around an environment, and the children begin to choose what interests them from the great lesson that they've heard. So there'll be multiple mini lessons happening. There are always two people in a Montessori classroom to assist with this. And so the child moves forward in the way they need to move forward. Another thing that is very, very different is, of course, we've got three age groups in one class. So you go from 3 to 6, which
That's
is very unusual.
Your.
And one of the things that does is it allows our older students the chance to teach our younger students and to integrate with them, because that's a normal family. That's
yes.
how families work.
That happens every day with children.
They integrate, they mix,
yes.
and in any family situation it happens. But the opportunity is that your younger child, yeah. by integrating with slightly older children, gains confidence. They have role models they can look up to, and that gives a huge amount of confidence to the child, the older child. So when they move across levels, they come across with a certain level of confidence, because you never let a child, as Maria Montessori said, risk failure until they have a reasonable chance of success. And by children helping other children achieve success, they're not going to risk failure. And that is the strength.
And I'm by no means an educator, but please correct me if I'm wrong, but if you allow that process to happen naturally, then, like you said, confidence will be gained. I mean, they will be even more helpful to each other.
Well, that's the thing. They do want to help each other.
Exactly.
It's part of the core of what Montessori is about, is respect. There's a huge amount of respect. The teachers, or directors, as we call them, they respect the children, and the children respect each other. So boundaries are taught. Grace and courtesy is part of the core element of a curriculum. And so all of that thing makes Montessori that much more different. It's for the individual. Just to give you, I don't like saying stats like this, but if you want to look at people who are innovative,
yes.
Montessorians, Google and go and check out Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Google's Leah Brennan page, Wikipedia, who was at Wales, Amazon, Jeff Bezos,
wow,
and of course the management guru, Peter Drucker, all Montessorians. So there's
very
a great deal of innovation that comes through following a curriculum like this.
Wow, that's very interesting. I could listen to that the whole night. I mean, I don't have children yet, but yeah, I do, I would definitely...
Please come to our open days and take a look, because I can assure you our educators, our teachers are much better versed at this and getting it across.
I'm talking to Jo Morster. She is the acting head of Newbury House Montessori School. Jo, okay, now we have to focus on the open day. That's where all this wonderful things is shown to people. It's this coming Saturday. Mm. Please tell me all about it.
All right, so the open day, we're going to be focusing on toddlers. However, we have, the school is open to everyone. So we're going to be having tours, which are scheduled from 9:15, 10:15, 11:15. Now, these are what are called silent tours.
All right.
And they allow the parents to walk through the environments,
okay,
take a look at the materials that are there, but don't ask questions.
Okay, so nobody's allowed to speak, actually.
They're just looking, right, absorbing and asking themselves questions,
okay,
perhaps, and seeing what is there. After the silent tour, you then go in where you have a question and answer session with an expert,
okay,
teacher.
You will get the opportunity.
That's
all right,
correct. So then you go back to the environment that entices, and you sit there and you have a question and answer session with the teacher.
All right.
Or with the director or whoever is in that environment. At the same time, we're offering a little bit on the side so the kids can go and play. So we've got a special play area for the kids. They've got juice. They've got snacks.
Okay,
it'll
correct.
All be there catered for them so the parents can actually do the question and answer without having to constantly run around after their children. I know we're sort of focusing on our youngsters, 3 to 6. However, please come up and see our Cambridge facilities as well, because
right,
we do high school. And don't forget to come and take a look at our chickens.
Oh!
Yes, our middle school, part of their occupations has been to start from scratch their own little chicken
That's
farm.
That's wonderful.
So come and take
goodness.
A look at our chickens.
I can't believe it. It's wonderful. Jo, just tell me. Okay, so it starts at?
9. Okay.
9?
Yeah,
and then there's different sessions that you can attend.
Different sessions you can attend, and we will finish at about 12:30, basically when the last person leaves us. So hopefully you'll have a great deal of fun, but ask those questions, and even if you haven't really thought about a Montessori education, come in, take a look. We don't just do primary school, so you'll be able to see how it evolves towards Cambridge exit.
Jo, should people book? In inverted commas, or how does it work? Can they just pitch up?
They pitch up, we put them into teams, and off
all
they
right.
go with our tour leaders.
Okay, so it's the open day of the Newbury House Montessori School. It's this coming Saturday, the 13th of May. It starts at 9. Mm. You have to be there at 9, and then it will finish at about 12:30. Mm. You don't have to book beforehand, you can just pitch up. But if you need to phone, Jo, give us a number, please.
Okay, a number is 021 847-1585, but I would advise just going onto our website, newburyhouse.com.
Yes.
Can't miss it, newburyhouse.com. So that's the website. And if you're unsure, just go to Lawrenceford Estate.
Yeah.
Take a look around
How
the farm
easy.
And you'll find us there, because that's where we are, in the beautiful Lawrenceford Estate.
That's even more great. I mean, a school on the Lawrenceford Estate.
Can
what more do you want?
Can you ask for better? Come
no,
on.
Definitely not. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay,
it's Jo Morstead.
Thank you, Anil.
A pleasure. Acting head of Newbury House Montessori School. Please go visit their open day this coming Saturday. You can visit the website for more information.